It's Property Tuesday here on Money Talk. Tonight we talk about real estate crowdfunding. TPN MD Michelle Dickens joins us in studio for this discussion. Good evening.
Hi.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Crowdfunding? Explain that to us. What is crowdfunding? Let's start there.
So crowdfunding is effectively a platform where we gather a number of potential investors to invest into an asset or a potential asset. Mm. It's quite extensively used in the US and the UK.
Okay.
But there's nothing really in South Africa, mostly because there's no regulation. Preventing it from happening, certainly in the property investment categories.
Okay.
In the South African market.
Why is there no regulation? What is going on? Does the lack of regulation mean that it can't happen in South Africa? Talk to us about that.
That's exactly it. So I know there's a company, Wealth Migrate, Scott Pickens' company, who's actively advocating for crowdfunding, specifically in the property investment category within South Africa. He has applied for his FSB license, but it appears that there's not much of traction happening there at the moment. Scott Pickin himself and his businesses have been involved in real estate acquisitions internationally.
Mm-hmm.
He's actively involved in purchasing of properties for South Africans overseas. And I imagine this is just another way of getting investors who... I suppose one of the challenges of investing in properties is that you need to come up with the capital or the equity to fund an entire property.
Right.
And crowdfunding is a way of getting people to invest smaller amounts of money if they can't necessarily afford an entire portfolio. One of the downsides of property investment, certainly if you're buying single unit properties, is that you don't have diversification.
Uh-huh.
So your risks are very much attached to a single property or small portfolio property, and you don't have diversification across different types of property. So crowdfunding is one of the ways of saying, well, we've got diversification across different types of properties, residential, commercial, hotels, etc. And people can get into the crowdfunding without having to fork out the cash for an entire property.
So it works somewhat like a consortium or a stock fill.
Exactly, but you obviously need regulation around that.
Mm.
One of the pitfalls, I imagine, of crowdfunding is that you need to do a certain amount of vetting of who your platform is.
Yes.
So who am I handing over my investment to? What regulations protect me and my investment going forward? And then over and above that, you also need to vet the property investment that platform is going to be involved in.
Okay.
So there's a lot of homework that would go into investing in a platform like that. One of the challenges is liquidity. So you're putting your funds into something that is not very liquid.
Yeah.
Your money's going to be in that fund for 3 to 5 years
mm-hmm.
Before seeing any returns.
Education around crowdfunding, is the onus on us as individuals who maybe want to participate in something like this? Or is it something that has to happen at government level where government says, oh, well, hi, little citizens, I think we will now allow you to do this, and this is how we're going to introduce policy. Is the property market looking at lobbying government for this to be an open market?
I can't speak to that personally, but I imagine that what government would need to do is set the regulations around how do we protect the investors.
Yeah.
So absolutely, it would be up to each investor to assess the potential of the fund that they would be involved in and the underlying assets within that fund, because each is going to have its own underlying assets going forward. So there's a lot of education that would have to go into it and a lot of research that would have to go into it. And one could speak more maybe about what the alternatives are, because crowdfunding doesn't exist at the moment.
Yeah.
But there are other alternatives that property investors or people that want to get involved in property ownership without being a direct owner.
Talk to us about these alternatives. What is out there that is available for us to tap into before we get into the whole crowdfunding and the regulation and it being available in South Africa?
So some of the other options are property loan stocks, available on the JSE. Mm-hmm. Some of the other options would be property rates, again, listed on the JSE. So you've got your regulations, and property rates, for example, you can purchase just one share. So you're not, there's no bulk amount, minimum bulk amount or capital outlay. And you could buy that online or through your stockbroker.
Interesting, I find it. We are in conversation with TPN MD Michelle Dickens on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000 for Property Tuesday, discussing real estate crowdfunding. Now, it's a very interesting concept. The stock fell market started with, say, you and I decide tonight we are going to buy a set of glasses together, we will club together. What is preventing, outside of regulation, what is preventing maybe close family from starting to buy portfolios in the property sector? And to me, that sounds a bit like crowdfunding, or is that way out, whether there's regulation or not?
So I think there is some syndication that goes on at the moment. But generally what happens with syndications is that you are forming a company mm-hmm. that then is regulated. You've got membership, if it's a CC, or ownership, equity within that particular business. Or if it's more informal, your syndicate has the property is registered in multiple owners' names.
Okay.
So you've got some form of protection over your asset in those instances.
You spoke about loan stock, property loan stocks. Anonymous is asking on email, how does this work?
So these are typically your growth points, your reader funds, your high props, property equities that are available on the JSE.
Okay.
These companies would then own different portfolios. So you would have some of these stocks that are more invested in commercial buildings, some that are more invested in retail, some that are invested in residential, and some that are invested outside of South Africa, outside of South Africa borders.
Mm.
So you could then go and identify the different stocks and have a look at what your investment criteria is in terms of what your interests are.
What is South Africa missing out on where crowdfunding is concerned in the property market? It excites me, just the mere idea of it. I'm thinking I can get this friend and that friend and we're going to make money.
It scares me.
Wow.
There's no regulations. And you don't know, if there's no regulations, you don't know where it could it be a Ponzi scheme that you're investing into? What is protecting your underlying investment?
Mm.
What are the different assets that are being purchased? For example, rates. There's very clear criteria. So rates must have at least 300 million rand of properties in their portfolios.
Okay.
They must earn 75% of their income from rental income.
Mm.
They must pay out in dividends at least 75% of those taxable returns. So they're very clear regulations, and you therefore understand what it is that you're buying into and what your investment will yield. You've got some form of research.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
TPN MD Michelle Dickens here on Money Talk for Property Tuesday, discussing real estate crowdfunding.